I have some pretty huge news. I have a book contract. I signed a book contract with LSU Press for a book that will be about the work we're doing here in Fredericksburg. I will be writing it all throughout 2025, and it will come out. I don't know when it's going to come out, but it will be dedicated to Fredericksburg.
I've often said to you, this was something that had to come.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it for a while, but I didn't want to write a book until I felt like I really had something special and unique to share with the world. And so I was contacted by a couple of presses about turning my dissertation into a book. And I didn't really want to do that, but there will be elements of the dissertation in this book. So the way that I'm thinking about it, it is a combination of the research I did when I was writing my dissertation. My dissertation is about state history museums and how they interpret the history of slavery. So I went to Texas, Missouri, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas. And I went to all of these state history museums and I kind of analyzed the objects and the stories and the images they told about enslavement. And then I talked about, okay, I think this works really well, or maybe this doesn't work well, but what if they tried this? And so here in Fredericksburg, I implement all those recommendations that I put in my dissertation every day. And so the way the book will be ordered is it'll start with a visit I had to a museum and how I felt about the interpretation they did. And then I'll identify the issue that I saw and then how we tackled it here in Fredericksburg. But the history will be embedded in the chapters themselves. So we're going to make sure these stories that we've been finding live on forever.
What a fascinating topic, though, because it's so current right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think within museums, it must be mm-hmm. a topic of discussion.
Absolutely. You know, I get contacted all the time about, you know, we're working on this thing. We don't really know how to tackle it. We don't know how to get in. We don't know how to engage with the community. And so I was like, why don't I write it down so that people can see, you know, this is how we did it in Fredericksburg. I'm not saying we're perfect. I'm not saying everything has gone, you know, 100% well, but here's how we've tried to address some of these issues, and here's the community response, and here's what other museums might be able to do as well.
Wow. Wow, it's such a great topic, and it's something you've done so much on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other exciting thing.
Yes, and the other thing is it's going to be really personal. You know, this is my experience. I'm from California. I lived in Ohio. I lived in Texas.
Yeah.
And now I'm here, and so there will be elements of kind of memoir where I'm writing about how it makes me feel to work with an auction block, how it makes me feel to be part of this community. Those things will be included too.
I don't know that I've ever. You've talked about how personal it was mm-hmm. with the auction block, but you personally, if you were to fill out one of those cards, what do you think you'd say?
You know, I think of myself as the caretaker of that object. I think of myself as its steward. You know, I know that it has a whole lot of meaning to a lot of other people in Fredericksburg. And you know, my former boss, Sarah Poor, obviously she was the one who did the work to bring it into the museum. So I know she has her own relationship to it. But for me, it's why I'm here. It brought me here. It started all this work. And so I owe a great deal of, I feel a great debt to it in many ways. But it also, it hurts people so much that I want to make sure that I can curate exhibitions and experiences that take care of people when they see it. And so that'll be in the book. It'll talk about what it means for me personally to be in charge of that object, but also what that object has meant to so many other people.
Also, I would think that there are other parts of the country that have these stories that maybe they haven't known how to or wanted to even delve into it. Perhaps your book helps with that.
Absolutely. That is certainly one of my intentions. Whenever I talk to Vice Mayor Fry, who you know is the architect of the yeah. blocks removal, he's always like, I think, you know, other places need to learn how to engage the community the way that we have. And I'm like, I agree. And so hopefully this book will give those other communities some advice, some recommendations for how to tackle it. I mean, Fredericksburg's very special. There's no other place like Fredericksburg, but I think some of the practices we use would be applicable in other places.
So how does one write a book? Do you take a lot of notes and then try to compile it? Or in your mind, do you have chapters figured out that you think you want to write about?
It's all planned in my brain already. I just need to sit down and write it. So my mom's a writer. I don't know if you know that, Ted. She's a novelist.
Okay.
And so she calls the parts before you start writing the walking around and thinking parts. And I've been walking around and thinking in Fredericksburg for 2.5 years. So,
I have
a writing schedule planned. Sam is being very lovely, and he's offered me the chance to take a couple of extra weeks off, especially in the fall, to write. So once the big exhibit opens, I'll be taking a little bit of time off to really sit down and write. I actually write really fast. It's one of my superpowers. So I'm not worried about it, but I do need kind of concentrated days where I don't have to check email and have 17 meetings to sit down and write.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
the
plan.
I've always thought that this would happen, but I didn't know it would happen so soon.
Thanks, Tim.
But if you even thought of I'm sure you've thought of a name. You may not want it to come out yet.
Yeah, I have a couple of temporary titles, but I don't think I've hit the real one yet. But the title of the book proposal is Legacies of Care, Museums, Slavery, and the Work in Practice. But I also like the idea of care work, because the work we do at the museum is about care. It's about history, but it's about caring for our community. So I have a couple of different ones I'm floating around, but when I come up with the real one, you'll be the first to know.
I can't wait to sit down with you and just have your book and just talk about it and then have you sign it.
I know I need to practice my signature, so because my signature sometimes gets a little floppy, so I got to make sure it's good.
Well, this is really exciting, and it's such a issue that's in many areas, and especially in this region,
absolutely
up and down the Mid-Atlantic,
exactly. And one of the things I'm really proud of at the museum is I feel like everybody is reflected in the museum. You know, my specialty is African American history, African American community, and I know that a lot of folks in town feel comfortable in the museum and are willing to share their stories, but I want everybody to feel like that. I want indigenous communities, I want different immigrant communities, I want white folks who've been here for a long time, I want them to feel like it's their story too, you know?
Yeah.
We're not trying to be exclusionary in any way. We want everybody to come in and feel reflected, and I think that's real diversity, right? It's every single person.
So 2026, you'll be on like a book tour at
maybe
some point?
I have a couple of places in mind that I'd really like to do talks. I want to go to my hometown, Riverside, California. My mom is a writer, so she has a big writing community in California. So I'd really like to do a kind of in conversation with her in my hometown. There's an amazing museum where I'm from. It just opened a couple years ago. It's called the Cheech Moran, you know.
Yeah.
Cheech Moran. He started a museum of Chicana art.
Okay.
In Riverside, and I'd really like to do a talk there. My sister works at a museum in San Francisco, so maybe she'll let me come do a talk there. And then I really, really want to, I mean, obviously we'll have a big book launch and it'll be a big party at the museum here. So we got some plans.
Wow. Much, much more to talk about as this sort of takes shape. But congratulations.
Thank you.
When this all came about, you had to be just, knowing you, you had to be just like jumping around and really happy.
I'm thrilled. And they paid me a little money too, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Academic presses don't usually offer any advances.
Well, they should with you.
Yeah, they paid me a little money, but mostly I just feel so honored to get to talk about Fredericksburg. And the best part to me is, you know, Ruth Cotter Fitzgerald wrote A Different Story, A Black History of Fredericksburg, Stafford, and Spotsylvania in 1979. And that's the last kind of big full book about Black history in Fredericksburg. And so now I'm gonna have my book next to Miss Ruth's.
Yeah.
And it'll be an update in some ways to hers.
Wow. And this is why people need to get involved and in help support financially the Fredericksburg Area Museum.
Yes, please.
Because, I mean, today, write a check and say you're gonna support just because of this kind of thing.
Yes,
what
please.
What great stuff. What great stuff.